is extremely big. There are things that are in the Bria, and the size of the Bria is lo yuman ki yisufa. So nisum gleben how big the Bria is. I think I discussed this once before, that there are seven worlds there in this Bria. This is now, so I once discussed it once, it was a Zaya Kodesh, you can look it up in Vayikra Daf Tes. There are seven worlds in this world, this is the outer shell, then there's an inside and inside and inside, till there's seven worlds. There are different creations, different creatures in all the worlds. And on the outside shell, where we are, outside of it, going into the stars, the Bria. The Rambam says there are mechomis between the stars, that the scientists never even could be masik. But says mechomis between the stars, they thought the moon was made out of cheese, they thought it was garnish. Mitamol, they see, now a few years ago they realized that, the scientists realized that galaxies swallow each other, and they mamash have mechomis. And the Rambam says the hasoga from the stars are korov l'malchei hasholis. The size of the Bria and the things that are going on in the Bria is lo yumak yisupa. But from the whole Bria, from the Shemayim u'Shemei Shemayim, the Oretz Mitochas, from everything in the whole Bria, what does the Eibishter find? What does he like? What does he pick out? We say it like this in Davening. Atahu Hashem levadecha, atah sises ha-shamayim, shemei ha-shamayim. You made the Bria, you made the Himmel and all the Shemei ha-shamayim. V'chol tzavam and all the different tzavos, all the different armies that are up there. Ha-oretz v'chol ha-shaleh, all the different things that are mu'im dikazachter in the Bria. Hayamim v'chol ha-shabahem, I'm sure you boys know what's doing. The Gemara in the Chulin says that every single thing, every single creation, including man, that's in the world, on the planet, on the earth, is inside the water. There's such a thing, these mu'im dikachayas, mu'im dikachayas of these chayas, they're all in the yam. Rabbi Hashem, you made everything. Va'ato mechayas kulam, and you mechayah, you're the one that's mehava everything, you give it chiyas. And they all bow down to you. So what do you like out of the whole Bria? Atahu Hashem Holekim. What did you pick out of the whole Bria? Shemayim, 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 the Oretz, the Yam, the ganze Gilui, the Gilui of the Einoid Mulvadi from the whole Bria. What does the Rabban Yishlam pick out? Atah Bechartah Ba'Avrom. You picked out Avrom. V'hitzeisim u'kastim, and you made that nest. V'samta Shemoy Avrohom. You put on a hay. And still that wasn't enough. You know what you picked out? Not Avraham, but Umatsasa Eslovovoi Nemel Nefanechem. One thing he found, one thing he wanted, is Avraham in his heart. Lovovoi Nemel Nefanechem. That's what I want to discuss tonight. What is this thing that it says a pasuk that's in Divrei HaYomim, I think it's in Nehemiah, of the whole Bria Kulei, what does the Eibishter pick out of the whole Bria? A nemon lefanecha, mitzosa es levovoi nemon lefanecha. What is it, the hearts, and what does it mean, nemonis of the hearts? Now listen to this yesod. Rabbi Yeruchim speaks about it, I think he has about five or six different mamorim describing vasletarum, the whole union of nemon lefanecha. If I can give it over v'siyata d'shmaya, and you can be toifesit, you can walk away with a chush godu. Listen closely, what does it mean, nemon lefanecha, and what does it mean, levovoi nemon lefanecha, and what's our avoid that we have to do, kol zman az melech. Just to bring out the kasha a little bit, just one more pasuk. It says by Shlomo HaMelech, Shlomo who is the Chochmah mikol Adam. We can never be masik the Chochmah of Shlomo. It says, Vayechka mikol Adam. He was smarter than every human being except for Moshe Rabbeinu Nevuah. The Chochmah from Shlomo was Mavel al Rayan. And Avo became, the pasuk says, that Noshim hitu levovoi. His heart was moved. Hitu, move. The Nuchet just moved to the side. What happened? Shlomo is the Chochmah mikol Adam. He says, Arba v'lay osid, I'll be able to take more vibe than 18. And Avul became, I have a shlita in my heart that nothing will happen to me. And mitamol, nein, hitu as levovoi. The pasuk says, hitu as levovoi. So what happened to Shlomo? Avram is the nemon lefonecha. His matzos is levovoi, the heart is nemon. And Shlomo's hitu noshim as sleepa, his heart was moved. What happened? Not only that, the different akuda, just to bring it out, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi, ki eved ne'mon karosaloi. They say a mori de gemashal. They say the Torah is given to everybody. But the crown of the Torah, that was only given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? So I once saw a marshal in Avshalom's notes. Again, I personally didn't see it. I have a very close friend, Rabbi Kushner. He had all Avshalom Shadon's notes, all his private notes, and he had those. Oh, he first thing made a mimeograph of everything. He made dolls of everything. And then he told me over oitzes that he has over there, things that he never told, that he has been Masoidic, and Glaser mentioned. A kaponim, one of the Zachar that he told me was a void from that he saw in Avshalom's notes. So he says like this, a marshal like this, if a king has a crown, and the king takes off his crown, who's he going to give it? He says, could you do me a favor and hold my crown? He's not going to give it to the Sheni Lamelech, because that Sheni Lamelech gets a chayinet, and he's waiting for the king to die, he's ready to take over. He can't give it to his son either to hold for a second. Because his son, no, father, the kid knows that, you know, one day the father goes, he takes over. So the king, it's not kishmakim to give it to anybody to hold. So what does the king do? He takes on a hook on the wall, and he hangs his crown up on the wall. He doesn't let anybody wear it, or anybody even to hold it, because if a guy holds it, it's about time that he gets an melech. So the king, what does he do? He hangs it up on the wall. On a, the kesef from Torah, the Rabbi Yishon doesn't know who to give it to, because if he gives it to this person, it's a chayded and signs. I buy them in the bria. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. Moshe should be happy with his matnas chelkoi, with the chelik that he had the kesef from Torah. Why? He eved neman kolos aloi. He's an eved neman. An eved neman, you could even give the crown of the king. You can give it to the eved neman. If he's an eved neman, you could trust him. He's not going to get zechayin anything. He's not going to take it for zech. He's a neman. So let's get this back. What are the three things? We have neman by Avram. We have neman by Moshe. Neman by Shloima. And what's the word of neman lefanecha? Motzoses levovei neman lefanecha. He eved neman kolos aloi. And by Shloima melchos hites levovei. Rabbi Ruchim says like this. If someone were to do a business deal with you, you were to buy a car, a Marshall, for $6,000. A Dugma Ba'alma, $6,000 car. And if you break down the sales, how much it costs for the wheels and for this and for those, for the Gan Salum, you'll realize that the guy robbed you for 3 cents. Are you going to be choizef in Yemech? I thought not. For 3 cents, you can make a shmata to yourself. $6,000, you're ready to put on a table for a car. So for 3 cents, you're going to make a shmata? No. Avada, you worked it out thus with a calculator. He robbed you for 3 cents. It's cooked in this 3 cents, but that you're not going to break. The mechir blives the mechir. You're not going to go back for the no. Now, why don't you go back? Because you realize that once you gave your word that you're buying the car, you're going to buy the car. Is that the reason? Or the reason is because for 3 cents, it's not kedai for me to make a shmat out of myself. What's the reason? Is it really because you really want to show that you're a neman, that once you said you're going to buy the car, at all expenses, even if you rob me, I'm going to... You know how you can tell what the siva is? What if you got fooled $1,000? Now, if the word, the reason why you are a neman is because you want to show that you're a neman, and you're not going to be choyzer from deine verte, so then even if you get robbed for $1,000, that's okay. Don't be choyzer, you said you're going to buy the car. The guy happened to fool you fafal. But if the whole vert is because you don't want to make yourself a shmata for 3 cents, so for $1,000 you do make a fight. So in other words, like this, the fact that a person is not choizer on things, not always does it nemzuch from the middah of nemonis. It could be stam, you don't want to go back on 3 cents because it's billet for you to go back for 3 cents. But for $1,000 you will go back. That has nothing to do with nemonis. That sounds like you, so you don't want to make a shmata yourself for 3 cents, but for $1,000 after you can, you'll be loichem. The middah of nemonis means that the following maisa kumt nicht im matrach. I am not going to be choizet. Nothing goes into it. Nothing goes into my mind. There's no calculation about this. The story is over. And nemon means it's an absolute metzius and it's nothing to talk about. That's called a nemon. I want to give you a few dugmas. I can't imagine any person in this room, I hope not anyone, will be a murderer. You are all nemonim that you will not murder a different person. If Chas v'Shalom, your time was up, this very second, and the Rabbi Yisrael has to be done in the Shabbat, they would say, are you a Neman? So they take you in the Shabbat and they say, okay, you're a Neman that you wouldn't murder somebody. But, are you a Neman that you wouldn't punch somebody in the nose if he gets you angry? Nay, not everybody over here is a Neman. I'm sure there are plenty of Bochum over here that are Nemanim, that they wouldn't punch somebody to make his nose bleed. Good. If let's say your time was up, they would be done you. Are you a Neman that you shouldn't punch somebody in the nose just because he gets you angry? No, some people would be Oymid, they would be a Neman even on a higher level. Now, are you a Neman, let's say you find a lemon peel, to shove it down somebody's back of his throat and he's not looking, make him feel uncomfortable, are you a Neman for that? Some people are, yeah, a Neman for that, and some people, no, with the stunned side by side, no, play a joke. Are you a Neman not to hurt somebody's feelings at all? So now, really, everybody has the middah of Nemanis, but how far is your middah of Nemanis? Everybody is a Neman. We're all Nemanim that we're not going to murder. But are we all Nemanim that we're not going to hurt anybody's feelings? Rabbi Issa Zalman, it's more than that. Rabbi Issa Zalman once came back from the Beis Medrash. He was ois gesheft, he was from Matet. His shir used to be a very long shir. And he used to be maimed with the Talmidim. Somebody used to ask him in Amaratzis. He used to say, ui, ich boiche das getrach. And then he said, no, efsi kem zach arroz drein azei. He never hurt anybody's feelings. He was such a moyim dikat tzaddik, and every shir he used to take on his neshoma, because people used to be in the faplum and learn it, and the guys would say this, this. And one day he was in elderly year, he was walking back home, and he was very, very stuck from matik. He was walking with the Talmud, and then as he comes to the house, like he was about a few steps away from the house, now he decides he has to walk and catch fresh air. So he says, Rebbe, you just told me a few minutes ago you were so from matik. Why don't you go into the house? No, he needs fresh air. Kids, he's walking 5 minutes, 10 minutes, up and back on in front of the house. And the Talmud is Rebbe, but you told me you're from Matat, why don't you go inside? Meaning I need fresh air. He realized that something's going on. So finally he realized what went on. What happened? He was a little, there was the shifcha, I shouldn't use the word shifcha, but the lady, the Yiddish Tochterl, they used to have people that used to help clean out, and she was scrubbing, sponging the floor. Now, a lady that sings, you know, Kobi Sha'ervi, you know, listen to a lady sing. Now, Rabbi Sazam didn't want to come into the house because as soon as he comes in, she's going to stop singing. She's happy, she's fed up. She's cleaning the floors and she's singing while she's working. So Rabbi Sazam, the elder year, Dorton is 70, he's 80 years old, he doesn't want to come in because he's going to be with. But nay, he's a Neman. At all costs, Rabbi Sazalman never hurt anybody's feelings. That means Rabbi Sazalman was a Neman to the Indian of Ainoz the volume. Just to do it. In other words, like this, you couldn't, for Kol Momin Sheba Olam, you could never get it that Rabbi Sazalman would hurt somebody's feelings. Why? Because he was a Neman. In other words, it's not even open for discussion. He will not hurt anybody's feelings. That's called Neman. It's a different dogma. A friend of mine told me, I told the Bach in my class, I told him a few times, I think he should say it another time. Rabbi Siegel told him, I don't know if we all hold by this, but at least listen to this. Just know that such a thing exists. We don't hold by it, so you don't have to hold by it. But Chach Harris, Rabbi Siegel said, he told a friend of mine, that he saw it with his own eyes. Imamish, he saw it with his own eyes. So Bach said, hey, what happened? He says, it's like he finds it difficult to talk about. He saw it with his own eyes. What happened? He saw a younger man, Imamish, mein eigener Eugen, comes at his end. He says, he was sitting and eating, a younger man, and the guy had, there was someone on the table, he says, what's in the sauce? It was ketchup. And he's a younger man. My own eyes I saw it. And he took the sauce and he put it on the chicken. A younger man. With my own eyes I saw it. Like, I rang kichen, as a schmutz and blood, a taivis achila, was that on the ketchup? Was that the smoke shabbat they didn't have it? You don't need it. I'm not going. What's that? Rav Siegel, I don't know if you ever watched Rav Siegel eat. So it's a good mitzvah to see the way that Chachom acts. He's a nemon in so many different things, but frat in the Indian of Taivis Achila. The man eats kedei chayov. Rav Siegel doesn't even have an asoyim to go to eat dirtin over there, dirtin the big hesh, you know, dirtin, whatever they call it, the big, what's it called, McDonald's, whatever, I don't know what they call it, dirtin, that's a grace of Zachem, yeah, you eat a crowbar, open up your mouth, just to fit it in. He does not get an asoyim, b'chwana. He's a nemon in the Indian of Taivis Achila. Oh, he's a nemon. It's not even open for discussion. There's nothing to talk about. That's called nemonis. Something that there's nothing to talk about, that's called nemonis. Rabbi Sazam was a nemon on Benodim Lechaveroi. Rabbi Siegel Zogazun Zayn is a nemon on, I just happened to Dugma, he's a nemon on the Indian of Taivis Achila. He always leaves over, he never eats. He's a shalat, he's a shalat, he's Mamish HaMelech over there. He doesn't let, there's nothing, he's a nemon. A different Dugma Ba'alma, Dragachover. Dragachover was a nemon when it came to Hasmoda. He used to go to sleep 1 o'clock in the morning. And he used to get up at 4 o'clock, people used to ask him shilas. 3 hours on 24 hours span of sleeping, from 1 to 4, could you be masik that? And he was always learning. Oh, he never stopped. He didn't rest in Bein HaZdorim, around Krochen in bed with his blanket over his head and sleep for 24 hours. He was a Neman. When it came for oil toilet, he was a Neman for that midah. Of course, he had other midahs also, but his midah, his Neman, he was a Neman, there was nothing to talk about. At Zitzin by the Gemara, at all costs, his title, standard, this, those, of Avekin from the Gemara, that's called the Midah of Neman. Neman means, there's nothing to talk about, he's a Neman. You have like just a Dugma Ba'alma, Rav Yankov Kamenetsky, I don't know if you boys know Rav Yankov. He is the straightest man in this world. What can I tell you? He's such a yosher. He will never, never do any type of a Shvindla, Orma, Mirma, Shtikla, those, sign here, this, that. He'll never do it. He's a total. I once asked him, the son, I was a little friendly with a tkufa. I asked him, did Rosh Hashiva ever say a sheker in his life? Dech Agav, is there anybody else you can ask that to? Go ask somebody, ever say a lie. I mean, that's like Rav Hutman once said, das ist doch unsere breiten Puppe. That's how bread and butter lies. I mean, that's what we do the whole day. Now, I asked Rav Yankov, did you ever lie in your life? I asked him two things. He ever did this, and that's a different stuff also. He said he never lied in his life. Could you be masik? A man, can sheker in his nish. He's not going to lie that he lied. You know, he just never lied. He's a Neman when it comes to the Indian of Yashrus and Shekin and Orma and Mirma. He never, never lied. That's called Neman. There's nothing to talk about. Rav Yankov Bishum Oifnish, I remember there was once a very big Maisa, real political Maisa, the Gresser Mansion over in New York. A guy did a Schwindel, a real Schwindel, but he was a Chosh of a Mensch. A lot of people held that they should go down to President Carter to get the guy out, because Carter was the only one that could veto the whole thing, the crows and the guide. It was really a ring of Chil Hashem. And then they went down to a few Chashver Abonim, and they took down a plane to go down to Carter. They went down to that, they had it in the papers. Of course, the papers didn't have the true story of what they went down for. And Avyankiv said, Chas v'sholem, Megitach Esn in jail. Zola Zitzin in jail. He said, Megitach Kosher, mit dem Shafna Minyan. A guy's a Ganov, let him be there. Let him teach himself a lesson. Chil Hashem, you're going to go. But Rav Yankov, there's no such thing as Orma and Mirma at all. He didn't, he doesn't want to be a farfam. He'll pay for it, he'll never do it again. Otherwise, this guy keeps on growing and growing. Now, if Yankim is a total nemon in the Indian of Sheker, that's called nemonis. Avram Avinu was such a nemon that every one of his chushim, the heart is the makar of all regish and all hergish and all his polis. Every single thing that Avram did was absolutely with nemonis. In other words, there was nothing to talk about. The man is a nemon. You could lean on him, you could be saimuch on him. It wasn't that this thing he's good and something else he wasn't good. He's good in sheker, but in bikkel tarde he battled. His ches is gevaldik, but he skipped words in davening. There's no such thing. Avram mitzoses levovai nemon lefanecha meant that Avram Avinu had the middah of nemonis to such a level that from the whole bria kula, there was one thing to klai boys, and that was Avram Avinu's heart. And that's the meaning of nemon. Nemon means absolute, no matter what, I will never be choyzer. That's called the middah of nemonis. Moshe Rabbeinu had it, and Shlomo HaMelech lost it slightly because he took 1,000 vibe into the house, and he talked did it l'shem shemayim d'ram, like the Rambam says he was magayim them, and the reason why he did it is because he wanted to have it be a shalat and melech over the whole bria, to be mazal the whole bria l'mutuv, but after became the Torah state as mazonish, and it says, no nesim v'ka atistak, don't be smarter than the Torah, I was against akitza, hit es l'vavav. By Shlomo, it was missing an akuda, according to his level. But Moshe and Avram Avinu, they had the mitzvahs l'vavav them, that's the best of my life. With this we could understand a maisa in Brachos. The Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, it's a striking mice, you boys know. The Gemara says that when they took Rabbi Kiva, they took him out from the Mesroikish Obazel. I don't know if you ever saw a picture of it once when I was a kid. And just to get a picture of it, it's a model all around. When I was a kid, once in the Peche. So they had the United States government, when they went into Germany, when they destroyed a lot of places, they had some reels, movie reels. And they had pictures of what they did in the concentration camp. And the Hakdama, you know, they used to show movies in the Peche. And one of these things, they showed a whole thing about it. Ooh, a lot of things about the Second World War. One thing they showed how the Jews were tortured. At the beginning, United States, the government happened. They wrote that this movie doesn't need no caption. No, take a look how wide the human being can go. And they showed pictures, I tell you. I was a little kid, I was about 16, 17. Oh, it must have been younger. And I could put up the pictures, the mire, what the Yidden suffered in the concentration camp. They showed mamish, the emes, the tortures, that what they did, where they put them into the ovens, where they took them out, was marvel all around. The way they tied them up with their hands back, and you see them, shreklach, not to believe what the Yidden went through. Well, this happened a few times in the Yidden. One time was with Rabbi Kiva. They took Rabbi Kiva, and they take him with combs, medical combs, and they comb and they rip off flesh from his body, and they rip off shtikalach flesh from him, not standing to give him a mosquito bite. They dig into him, and they rip off his flesh. And Rabbi Kiva stayed there, and they zog, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And his Tabidim says, Rabbeinu Atkan, this is how far that a person is supposed to go. So he says, Kol Yoma Hayisi Mitztar HaMikra Zeh, B'chol Navshecha. It says you have to give your ganz 11. So I couldn't wait to be Mekayim. What's haste? L'chor, it's building movement. Why should he wait for that? L'chor, he shouldn't wait for that. He should sit and learn weiter. Why should he wait to give up his life? Name. Rabbi Kiva is a Nemon. He's such a Nemon that he wants to give his ganz Neshama. He's waiting for the time that he can express his total Nemonis. That was the level of Rabbi Kiva. To such a level of nemonis that when they take him and they rip off the skin, the flesh from his body, bleibt nemon und azok shma Yisrael. And the Talmidim couldn't be masik with the Rebbe get such kochus, but that's the type of a nemon. He wanted to express his nemonis. My father Zechron Levracha told me that there were certain people in the concentration camp before they took him to the gas chambers. Tough love a fellow, where they get such kochus? That's called nemon. They were singing Ani Mamim. You know, it's a slow Ani Mamim. They were singing while they were walking in. The tatas with the mamas with the kinder, they were holding hands. And they were singing, that's called Nemon. The letzte minute bleib an Nemon. Even though you know that it's built in moving, it looks like, they all know it's not, but it looks like it's like Shalai Kedin. Just wiping out the Yid after Yid after Yid. Thousands and thousands and thousands. And after it became the Yid bleibs an Nemon. Ani mamim, he says, Ani mamim, the letzte hearts. But the letzte, that's called the Nemon. A lot of people were zeichah for that, to become mamish an Nemon. You know what the Kleisenberger ever said? He says, my family was zeich to get killed at Kiddush Hashem, and I wasn't. So, what do you mean? I was sitting here. He's my Talmidim, and he's still the bazaar, gewaldig, a helke, kehillah. Name, but he wanted to be the Nemon. He wants to give over his heart. Those boys, I don't know, was here from Rabbi Gwertz's class, Rabbi Gwertz told me he spoke about it. The Noy Melimelech. The Noy Melimelech says in your spare time at night, before you fall asleep, you're just wasting your time. Don't waste your time. In your heart, you should be a Nemon. Give over your thing. B'chol, the guns in the shama. B'chol Navshecha. You make him a say. Be a Nemon. Be a Nemon with B'chol Navshecha. With this, we can understand a different Gemara. Bemis, it's a Medrash. Rashi brings it over here. It's Teich, Moire de Geteich, Beruchim's Teich. Vayoyme by the Akeda. Listen to this. Vayoyme, Kach Noes Bincha. Please take your son for the Akeda. What do you mean, please? Who comes to Rai Noah? So Rashi says like this. Eino El Loshim Akosha. I'm begging you. The Rabbi Yishlom is begging Avram, do me a favor and be Oymed with this Nisayin. Why? Because if you're not going to be Oymed on this Nisayin, people are going to say, Harishoynis Ein Ba Mamish. And the first ones are also no good. Frek Rabbi Yiruchim, what do you mean? Allah Andra Nisayinis Ahaltois. Every single Nisayin he holds out. And if let's say the Hakeda he doesn't hold out, so people are going to say that Harishoynis Ein Ba Mamish? Whatever he did what he did. A guy learns Tamis Samtis. At 11th, he doesn't know. So just because you don't know Chvez Dotin Ksubis, that means the other time is this, you don't know. What I know, I know. What I don't know, I don't know. Name. Hashi says, name. Avram, if you don't do the Nisayin of Akeda, so they'll say the Shayin is Eilam Mamish. Nothing he did was right. Why do you say nothing? It's like this. Avram Muzayin HaNemon. Mutsasas Levovay Nemon Lefanecha. Now if Avram falls through in the minute little Nakuda, and he doesn't express his nemonis with the ganzen hearts, at all expenses, is the Ois family. He lost everything. I over there, he was like, you're not a nemon. You're not a nemon, that's it. Avram Avinu, the type of nemonis that we want from you, Zakir Rabbi Nishalayim, is a nemonis of b'chol avavoy. You have to give your ganzen hearts. So there, the Rabbi Nishalayim says, that he at them gebeten, do me a favor, be oymer on this nesayin. Because if you're not going to be oymer on this nesayin, you're going to lose everything else. Because you have to be a nemon. A nemon can't be 50%. A nemon, that's called a nemon. A nemon is a nemon, a total nemon. That's the lashon of Noah. That's if you could understand the stomach of the zach, you should know. It's a moiri dikke zach, it's a moiri. Don't forget this. Don't forget, even if you, when you leave Adelphia, don't forget this. There's going to come a time, Botech Sam Seif says it, Amei Simcha says it. It's frightful. In Yiddish they say, Shokot Zachanoig, when you think about this. It's Pacht Pchodim. Before the Gula Amiti, remember this, before Mashiach comes, it says, Seifen of Sam Seifer, a few Gedoy Lachronim say this. There's going to be a false Mashiach that's going to get up. And this Mashiach is going to bring down a Beis HaMikdash, and he's going to boil a Beis HaMikdash, and a fire is going to come down. And a lot of Yidden are going to be noited to go after him. And you know what it is? It's only in the Soyin. So L'chol is building moving. It's the Ichzeduch, as a fire could get up in the Beis HaMikdash. Now I'm wrong? The Teretz says, Dr. Teure, Ki Yokim Bekir B'chol Novi, it says in the Pasuk in the A. The Pasuk says, it's one of the mitzvahs I say, that in case ki yakum in the A pasuk capital Yud Gimel Beis ki yakum ki bchan navi oy chalim chalim v'nosen lech oisam oifis, a navi is going to tell you this is going to happen, and then ubo ois va oifis, it's going to come true, and Alpha be, and he's going to say go din avoy dezora, go do this, go do this, v'sishmel divri hanavi ahu navos, I want to see hayishchem oyelim es Hashem alekechem b'chol avam v'chol nafshchem, I want to see if you're a neman. Could you be even loichem with mitzias? Could you be loichem with mitzias just to be a neman? If the Second World War, Avraham called him at a Reis Chassidus Rov, he was a goyin. His taka was a goyin. A goyin, I prefer not saying his name. And he was talking to Avraham learning, so he said while he was running away from the Nazis, so he was traveling this shtot, he says when he came to this and this shtot, so he noticed that Rabbeinu Tam Shita doesn't clap because he was looking at the stars, and he sees the Matzias is against Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, he was trying to say like in a nice way, like, you know, like, I mean, Rabbein, oh, but the Metzias showed wrong. So Avraham banged down. He said, Mishlok nishtop Rabbeinu Tam et Metzias. Even if you have a Metzias against Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam is not wrong. I do fashteis nish. Oh, but Rabbeinu Tam, you don't slug up with a Metzias. That was a murder. That's called Neman. Avraham knows that Rabbeinu Tam is gerecht, and that's it. There's nothing to talk about. You know, Bishas Matan Torah, Moshe, this is half of a fella. The Mashkiach, Shlita Rav Nosson, he always speaks about this. Bishas Matan, shtel zach for. Chas v'shol, you're walking in the street, you see the God Ladar get killed. Chas v'shol. Two people, you go to Bezdin, you say Agis, and his wife is allowed to get married, right? Abishnai made him Yochum Dovel, that's it. Shteit glanz Klal Yisrael, and they see that Moshe Rabbeinu is mace in the Himmel, that's what they see by Matan Torah, and all the Malachim are crying. So you, that's what you see, right? You're not blind, that's what you see. And glanz Klal Yisrael, see, well, Moshe died, oh, we need an Agil, we need something. When Arna Kohen state name says Sheker, what do you mean Sheker? What kind of talk is that? You just see the guy get run over, you state the document, I said, Sheker, Sheker. What do you mean Sheker, Sheker? Ich zem mein eigene. The Teretz says, Moshe told Arna, 40 days I'm going to be down here. That's it. And Aaron is an Emon. He's an Emon to his brother's words. And if he says that 40 days he's going to come down here, nothing in the B'liya could change it. Even if you see that he's killed, it's wrong. Why? Because I'm an Emon to what my brother said. That's it. That's called Emonis. Nothing in the B'liya will change it. What tell you, Dov Nifla? I think to some boys I told it. You know the Maisa with Shabsi Tzvi? It's Derech Agav, it's a little late. Shabsi Tzvi was somebody, when he was born, the man could have been Zoicha for everything. There's nothing to talk about. He could have been Zoicha. He lost everything he lost. He lost everything. Not only that, but he slept with him, one third of Klai Yisrael with him. It was the time of the Taz. And Shabsi Tzvi, when he was born, he said, Bo, Bo, Bo. Mashiach was born. He was supposed to be the Mashiach. There's nothing to talk about. At 4 or 5 years old, he already knew Gantz Nigla. At 9, he knew Kol Sifri Kabbalah about that. Everything. And he knew everything except for the Sefer. I think I mentioned it in one of the classes 2 weeks ago. And one Sefer he didn't know. He didn't know the Shem HaMefarish. And he had a very Rabruvin that was a Kol HaTorah Kulanik. He knew Mamash everything, all this Storim, Sissi Storim, all this Soyuz in the Briya. And he used to beg his Rebbe, he used to beg him, teach me this Sod. That once I know the Shem HaMefarish, I could take my Neshama and put it up Lamaila, I could be Masik Dwarim the flowing from the Briya. And his Rebbe says, Nay, you're too young, and the Chasav Shom, if your Neshama is not 100% Torah, but if the Neshama, when it comes out, going in, it's easy. But when it comes out, when you Masik Gresser Zachen, so the Malcha Chavol is standing by the door, the Mesitza, the King, they can chop you, they'll kill you away. He says, Nay, Rebbe, and he was Mafzer his Rebbe, he begged him until he was 14 years old, he was begging him for years. And his Rebbe finally gave in. It's got a long story, I'll make it short. Akoponim, so when he told, his Rebbe told him the Shema HaFodesh, and told him, as he told himself, Shai Tfilis, 310 Tfilis, and he was Mamish Haim, the Kusha, the Maila, and the Moiditika Hasog, and Luchni. And then he was standing in his room, and the whole room had to be Torah, the Gantz room, and the whole around, it was Nerd of Oimi, so many precious he had to do for it, until he did it. He sent out with the Shema HaFodesh, his Neshama HaMaila, and when he made it up to them, Sifta Nakia, but when his Neshama came out, he was once, he had a Tzakoshu Machshava in the Chet, B'machshava. And the Malchah Chavala were toifest that. And since they got out, they chapped him and they were that. They killed him away. And when he came down, he said he was Mashiach. And then, I told him, Gifid Dan's Kaisa, but he had Koichas Atuma. And his Koichas Atuma was Noyle V'oyim. Atkere Kach, he was fulfilling 1/3, you know what it means? All the Abish Torah, 1/3 of Kaisa, 1 of the Derech, because of that man. And he once, two people came over to a God Lador at that Kufa. It wasn't Taz, it was somebody else. And they told him that it was Erev Shabbos, and the God was standing at Tzivishin and Mesufu with his Talmidim. They were storming and learning, and it was a Friday afternoon, and they were storming and learning, and this guy comes in, these two Talmidim come in from Shabbos Tzvi. So God turns to them and sees them, people, Bali Koyma with a beard, with a tzura. He asks him, who are you? He says, we're Talmidim from Shabbos Tzvi. We came to tell you that the Rebbe is Mashiach. So he says, Sheker, he's not Mashiach. So he said, we could bring down your father and mother from Gan Eden. At this very Maimed Matzav, and we show you that, and they'll show you that he's Mashiach. They'll say Eidus. So he says, Sheke, it's not Shayach. And they say, Shemus Hatuma. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, right in front of that Rosh Hashiva, that going, his father and mother are from Gan Eden. And they come down Chush. The Neshamas are always around. But now they were Malavish with the Guf. And he sees his father, he says, the father mother says, Mein kin, we're coming from Gan Eden, and we're telling you that as a Bezen Shamalam, Zagipaskin, Shafti Svi is Mashiach. So he went and he took his stick and he starts hitting his father and he starts hitting them until his father started bleeding. So the Talmid says, maybe stand up in the Torah, as you're not allowed to hit your father and mother, there's Misa if you make your father bleed, you know? And he's hitting them and hitting them and hitting them until they turn into Malchut Chavala and they flew away. So how did he know? It tells us because he's a Neman. He knows Borul, that Shabbos Tzvi is a Shakrin, and everything he does is Shekel, and it has Ein Reglaim. It won't last. So he kept on hitting it, because he was a Neman to the Torah. And that's what happened. And these two people were left. This God knew, as Medav Zayin a Neman to the Torah. If you're a Neman, you'll see in the long, at the end, you'll see that the Torah is right. But you have to be a Neman. That's the Indian of Nemanis. You argue even with the Metzias, even if the Metzias shows Faket. Nein, du bist a Neman. And a Neman is at all costs, you won't change your Shita. That's the Indian of Nemanis. It's a shtickle late. I wanted to tell you a few more nekudas about the Indian of Nemonis, a Maisa Nifla, about the Indian of being a Nemod, what it says to be a Nemod. The Pasuk says in the Devarim, Ha'idoisi in Netzov Matien, Ha'idoisi Bechem Ha'yoim Es HaShemayim Ves Ha'oretz, Ha'chayim Va'amor Ves Ha'gan Tzizach. Frek Rashi, what's meant? The Eves is making Eidus to Shemayim Ves Ha'oretz. We once spoke about this Rashi. So Rashi says like this, Dov Racher, just like the Shemayim Ves Ha'oretz have the way they go, Shemayim comes up understand themselves, is the Zelvazach with you. Just like they are Nemonim, so you have to be a Nemon. The word is like this, every single thing in the Bria has Nemonis. The reason why the sun doesn't change its path is not because it's a dinaza, no, because it's a nemon. The sun was given its shlichus and it won't be mishana its shlichus at all costs. To such a thing that's the mitzvah. No one even has a havamina that the sun is going to go backwards the next day. It's why? Because you know that the sun is a nemon. It's a nemon to its tzivui. The sun was told to do this and that's what it does. And that's what the Rabbi Yisrael taught Klal Yisrael. That's pshat. It's the same as a kaiser, you also have the koich of being a nemon. And if you're an aggressor, a daiger, because you're bali seichel, you have a hecher level than them, you also have to be a nemon. These inyonim of nemonis, you have a lot of maises that way about the inyonim of nemonis. There's one very famous maisa. Those who learn Tainus remember it. Tosis brings it in Daf Ches. I'll just say the tamsis of the story. There was a story about a person, was a tzugazat afroi, that he'll marry her. It was a ganz, and the medici says a little bit long, was a ganz azach, she fell into a well. And it was a ganz, and I said, no, Akoponim, he promised he'll save her on the tonight that she marries him. And then she was a little girl, and he was a young bocha. And they made up, okay, good, they'll get married. He made her a shvua, so she said, who's going to say Edis? Zok Tosis brings down, the chulda on the bar is going to say Edis. And the whole story was I'm sure you boys know the story, that she kept her shvua, she didn't marry anybody else, and he went and married somebody else. And they had a first child, and the first child, the chulda ate up. And the second child fell into a boil. And his wife asked him, how come that we lost our two children? So he said he couldn't remember, they finally remembered, he once promised a girl that he was going to marry her. And the chulda and the boil said, Edis, we made them to be the Edis, and the Edim, the Monim, and that's why we lost it. So he says, okay, give me a divorce and marry the first one. Zogra B'yuchim like this. Anything in the Bria, if you koyveya that to be the Nemon for you, if you simach on it and you believe it, that this thing will be your Nemon, that thing will become your Nemon. That's the meaning of Nemonis, that's the way it works. Of course, we have to use it at Tzara Torah, we have to be simach on the Rabbani Shalom. You have to be simach and be b'teach, and the one that you b'teach will be your Nemon. For instance, Dugma Ba'al, I think I once mentioned to you this once, that I had a sakar of mine that didn't have children for a long time. So I took him down to Rav Moshe. And I told Rav Moshe, I guess Rav Moshe was Purim, so I told him, don't give him a bracha, give him a haftocha. I know if Rav Moshe gives a haftocha, nothing in the Bria could change it. Because Rav Moshe is a Nemon, and if he gives a haftocha, nothing is going to change it. He'll be poil, all day tefillah, all day kedusha, all day tayah, all day what a shameless, whatever it is. But he'll make sure that bakasha comes through. Because he said it, he gave his haftocha, he gave his Nemonis on it. And myself, I had a problem, I prefer not saying it. And I asked Moshe for haftoch. I didn't want to broch. I asked for haftoch, and I was crying to him. And he stood up. He said, "Yisrael, Kalman ben Hinder." He took my hand and he was shaking it. He said, "Zog ditzu." I waited 9 years for it to come true, but I knew it was going to come true, and it came true. Second thing I'm still waiting for. But he's bor. That Moshe mitzugazok. He's an emon. But zichazayin. 9 years. Good, so I waited. But I know that Moshe is an emon. At mitzugazok, there was somebody in Lakewood. Didn't have children for a long time. I think he's a relation to somebody over here in the yeshiva. I asked him, look, tell me the ma'aseh. What was the ma'aseh? He told me he went to Rav Siegel. Rav Siegel gave him a haftocha. Rav Siegel gave him a haftocha. A few people I know. Not Stam Abrach, haftocha. Rav Siegel is a nemon. If he gives you a haftocha that you're going to become a Talmud Chochem, or if you, Chas V'Shalom, don't have any children, and he gives you a haftocha, it is a nemon. And at all costs, he's going to make sure that thing comes true. We have it, Yehuda Minyamin. Yehuda told Yankov Avino, I'm going to bring back, from my hand, you'll have him. Yehuda was ready to turn over and destroy the ganze Mitzrayim. Well, he's a nemon. He told Yankov, you'll get it from my hand. Is it a nemon? To atke de kacha. His man is there. With his, no, all the Yidna are in Golas. And who's together? Yehuda takes care of Binyamin. So who is Yehuda with Binyamin? At Sugazok Zanktata that he'll take care of Binyamin is other Yom Zay. Yehuda and Binyamin are together and the other 10 Shvatim are someplace else. He's a nemon. He's a nemon. That's the Matthias. That's the way of life. That's the name of Nemonis. I wanted to tell you one more Maisa. A Maisa about the Shagas Ayah, about the Inyam of Nemonis. I think I once mentioned it. I'm not sure. There was once a person that was the shamus of the Shagas Ayah. He was a moedik mensch. He was a guter mensch, an elderly mensch. He was much older than the Shagas Ayah. But he did his work to the boy. He did it the way he was, like you use the expression, Eved Nemon. Well, came the time to this person to be nifted from the veld. And the Shagas Ayah, they told the Shagas Ayah, the shamus was leaving the veld. The Shagas Ayah went to his bedside. And the shamus was over there, but the moedik shalish avent. Vet me Shagas Ayah was vent, so that's what I'm doing. So he says, Vidi, he says, Rebbe, he's leaving the veld. Oh, he has a little boy, his name is Rafolke. That's Rafol, what a nickname you call Rafolke. And his Rafolke is a klein ben zakunim. And what's going to be with his kid? Who's going to teach his kid Torah? And he started crying to the Shagas Ayah. I never in my life asked you anything. Do me this favor. Take care of my Rafolke. Do me a favor. Make sure. So the Shagas Ayah told him, you bought me such a shamus to me, and you did your work, Ben Amonis. Not only am I going to make sure your son becomes a Talmud Chochem, but I personally am going to learn with you to fall for. And he was very happy, and he learned Krishna, and he was left. Whoop, they buried the person. Right away, the Shagas Ayah took the folk into his house, and he made him to become a Talmud Chochem. He did have Kishroinis, and he had a Zahel together with the Shagas Ayah. The Shagas Ayah took his up saying, Tata, that this Bocha is going to become a big Talmud Chochem, and make sure he becomes a great Talmud Chochem. But the Shagas Ayah gave him a lot of his time, and he worked with the Bocha who was staying in his house. At that time, it was a very difficult tikkun for Klal Yisrael. The goyim used to chap Yiddish at Kinderlach, and used to take them away to the missionaries. And over there, they used to shmad them, they used to rip out the whole Yiddishkeit from them, they used to rip them away from the parents, it was shreklach. And they chap this bocha, they heard there was this very big Valkishin, the folke, they heard he stays in the house of the Rav. The missionaries, a lot of these missionaries, the Achmar al-Sam will go Yidden, that's the way, they used to tell people, that's the Yadochim, Yadesav, they were Akoponim. Akoponim said, they chap this clan of the folke, the Shagasai, it slipped his, he missed it, the kids that came in, they chap the bocha, they slept them away. Shagasai realized the bocha was missing, and he was murdered in Kitzar. He used to wear a sack for Eifel. The Chsub is not the mensch. The Chsub is not the mensch. That he's going to make sure that the folk is going to be in Tamachok. And here the kid is missing. He didn't even know where the kid was until they finally found out in the Shtetla a few days later that the kid was Gachat and he was put in by the missionary. And the Shagasai heard that he was murdered in Kitzar and he fainted. It says his Salik that he fainted. He chalished and he was laying there. The people around him were murdered in Kitzar. And the Shagasai, first of all, his head was very, very big. He was a very huge person. And it was a pach to b'chodim to see the Rav over there laying on the floor. Mitamol, he gets up Kari, and he asks for the chayit of the town. And the chayit, that's the, how do you say chayit in English? A tailor. The tailor used to, it was a shlachta mensch. He used to sew the clothes for the missionary people. It was a shlachta mensch, he was a yid, but he was a shlachta yid. He used to sew clothes, he used to sell it, that's what he used to do with Parnassah. So the Shagasai, he asked for the chayit. They brought him down the chayit. And the chayit came down to him, he told him like this, do you realize my tzad? Chutzukuzek my shamis, that I'm going to take care of that kid, I'm going to make him into a goyin, and now the missionaries chat him away. And I know you have shaykhs. It doesn't like this. From Himmel, it was Nizgala to me, punkt where the bocher is standing. I know exactly where the bocher is standing. He's standing on the left side when you come into the missionary house. If you go choyma, b'fnum choyma, on the left side there's a window. By that window, the bocher is standing there and he's crying. Do you want to do me a favor? The chayit wasn't dancing to tumult, he saw how much it meant to the shagasaya. So the chayit said, yeah. Dr. Shagasaya, would you do it ad misiris nefesh? She said, yeah. She says, okay. I want you to go down and take this person, take this little folke, at night, late at night, middle of the night, when no one sees you. You can get in there because you're the person that sells the clothes. Take the kid by your hand. The kid's not going to want to go. But tell him, toys chayzeres la'oilam. That was the last sugi we learned about Basra. But let's see, toys chayzeres la'oilam. And tell him this thing, that'll be the clothes. The Simon the kid will remember that it was from me. And you take him by the hand, you bring him to Rabbi Yudel. Rabbi Yudel's in the next shot. And you tell Rabbi Yudel that he should take him and send him to this yeshiva. You're not allowed to tell anybody that you ever did this. So the chayit said it, the Shagasai, he'll do it. The Shagasai says, what should I give you in return? She says, what should you give me in return? She says, I don't know, whatever you want to give me. She says, I'll give you a big zach. You will be buried next to me. Zogditzu, you will be married. The big zach, when a person's buried next to the tzaddik, she says, no, chibet ha-kevet, it's more the geschus, and nothing can happen to you in the kevet, it's a gaval the geschus. She says, zogditzu, you'll be buried next to me. No, so the man says, he goes and he says, nefesh. He chaps, he goes there and he sees the way the kohen, the yingle attacker was crying over there. And he whispers to the kid, he tells him, toys, choizes, la'olam, choizes, la'olam. And he realizes from his rebbe, the Shagasaya. And he takes the kid and they run the ganze night. Till the next morning, they come to the Rav Yudel. And he tells Rav Yudel, bring him down into Yen and stop. Kids, they got to be the kid, they bring the kid out. The missionaries, the next morning, they see that the kid is missing. So they turn over the whole stadt Vilna. And they look through Mamish and Shagasai's house and the gang, all the Rabbonim, all the Gedolim, all the whole, the Gracie mentioned Vilna, they figured they had the kid back. They couldn't find the kid. The kid, meanwhile, changed his name. He changed his mishpocha name, his own name, and he was in the other shtetla until he became Takal Goin, Mamish Goin Olam, and the Shagasai used to write with him, Mr. Mishal, so true, something back between him and the Shagasai, but under a different name, so that no one should ever know that this would be changed his first name and his last name, and the guy Taka became a Gavaldi Gatamacho. The Chayat Taka wasn't allowed to tell anybody. I forgot to tell you. The Shagasai said, don't tell anybody what I told you, what I promised you. Except right before you nifta, you'll tell it to the Chayat Kadisha that I said that you should be buried next to me. The story goes, Vaita, the Shagasai lived long. He lived very, very long. Then he was nifta. When he was nifta, 25 years after he was nifta, this Chayat was on his deathbed. Wait, it must have been at least 50 years after the Maisa. He benched the Chayat also with Arichas Yom. Chayit, remember he had such a haftocha, every person is chitzit from chibet ha-kever, to the Ebeshtor people. But if you're buried next to that tzadik, it's a gavaldik eschus, and the tzadik next to you will be Megan, there's nothing to talk about. So Kitzi, he tells the Chayit Kaddish, he's an old man, goes in the Chayit Kaddish, he says, he's leaving the Velt, it was Thursday, he says, I'm going to leave the Velt, and I want to tell you a story. He tells him over the ganze story with the Shagasai, where it is, and then he says, the Bochum, the Shagasai, promised that I should be buried next to him. So he figured the guy's crazy. But they didn't want to hurt his feelings. But he says, they told him, you know, we wish we could help you. He says, Nein, you das mit zuzog. Fadach geavet from the belt. You have to promise me you're going to bury me next to Shagasaya. He said, listen, what can you do? We can't help you. So he says, Shemayim v'oretz will say Edis that I'm right. Not other. Shemayim will say Edis that I'm right. And he said, Kedish, and he was nifted. Good.
What? He was nifta. No, he was nifta Thursday after Thursday. Friday morning they had to make the levaya. No, they took him. Why the chayv kaddisha? No, I'm not there. The rabbi said nothing to talk about. How you don't bury him there? Bring him regularly to the base of forest and start burying. Tell you, place a poshut. Is poshut? Fine, that's it. They take the person as they start getting close to the base of forest. With the mole, it starts raining. But it starts raining so much that the clouds got so dark that it became almost like in the middle of the night. And they realized something's wrong over here. And it was gushing such water that people could not see the guy next to them. They didn't know what to do. About Yid Hopman, you have to bring it to Kfura. It's 90% of the people ran back, the Mishpacha ran back. They couldn't. But the Chavik Adisha, then the Monim, they have to bring their guy to Kfura. And with Mesidus Nevish, they couldn't see, it was Mamish dark. Mamish dark. With Mesidus Nevish Nifla, they go. And they feel between, they decided, it's Tachmenut and Fas Shabbos, we have to have an Eitzah. So they figured the first place we will feel between the stones, Dirt and Bebben and Bagrobben. And they take, and they feel between stones, a few people, and then they start digging and digging, and it was so difficult, so muddy, till finally they put them inside the ground, and they bury them over, and the Chavik Adisha are so happy, Baruch Hashem, they brought the Yitzhak Kula, and they go back to the Mamish Menut and Sekunda Fas Shabbos, they come back, tell Mishpach, Baruch Hashem, we brought the Zayda, whatever it is, Dirt and Kula, everybody was happy. Good, I've had event, the same event of Avelis, and that's it. No, came Shabbos, they had the ring in the stove, all of the garden. A couple of them, after come Sunday, they go back to see, let's see, Taka, where he's buried. Uy, they see he's buried quick by the Shabbos side. Mamas, Avash, Kochel? Mamas, by the Shabbos side? Haka said, so they went to the Rav. You know, Halachas, you don't bury an Amor, it's next to the Tala Kochel. So they went over to the Rav. The Rav was in the Shtoymen. They only let one Rav be buried next to the Shagasaya in that 25-year span. Only one of the greats of Goyna. It was a Goyna Miti that they let on the right side of the Shagasaya. But on the left side, they left it open. They said, who's Rav to be next to the Shagasaya? So they didn't know what to do. So they asked the Rav. So the Rav says, tell me everything you know about the Chayat. Everything. Everybody said this and this. Nay. So if somebody tells them over this story, he says, yeah, fear is the story. And then he said, the man said at the end that the Shemayim will say Yegis, that I'm right. Oh, so the Rav said, that's it. The Shemayim on Emonim. This person was Saimich on the Shemayim to be an Emon. Once he said the Shemayim should be an Emonim, then the Shemayim became the Emonim. And through the Shemayim, that's how the person was able to get the Kula. It's very, very late, but I want to bring out one thing. Everybody has the Midah of Nemonis. Do you have Nemonis to Yechava? Let's say you're Geben Shir Baal Kishon. And Yechava is not that smart. He wasn't Toifis, the Gemara, the Toifis, whatever it was. And you're learning Bechavrusa. Are you a Nemon to him? Shouldn't destroy his feelings, make him feel like a king, make him feel good, being spelled, finish be Matzliach, explain to him another 30 times. How would you like it if you would be the other way? Are you a Nemon to your parents? Do you call your parents every once in a while? Do you write letters to your parents? Are you a Nemon to your roommate? Do you make sure that are you a Nemon? Are you a Nemon or aren't you a Nemon? There are so many different shetochim, so many different inyonim, where a person has to exercise the inyon of the monis. In tefillah, I tell you, I feel good, I shouldn't be the one to saying this. But I had chalitzas hadas. Rabbi Trenk is not here. And what can I say? I think a third of yeshiva was missing from my life. I had chalitzas, I could put him at the beginning. I mean, where's the inyon monis for tefillah? Where's the inyon monis for tefillah? People are sick, they have to have people being mispalled with them, refa'enu. If us yeshivalites aren't mispalled with refa'enu with our kavana, who is? The balabad shevel. Everything is telling the yeshivalite, you know that. Where's our nemonis to bringing the gula? Are we mispala for gula? Where's our nemonis in the whole sugi of tefillah? Where's our nemonis in the Indian of Torah? And the most of all, because I think everything is nemonis and friendship. I have such chalitzas of that. Okay, when I was young, I was in the same boat. True, I really shouldn't talk. I'm from this bag, and I'm on this side of the desk, so it's my chance to say it. By Ben Odom L'Chaveri, we destroy so quickly and so easy somebody else's feelings. You should take it into consideration. Be a nemon to your friend. So the actions mentioned that if we develop in any nekuda the inyan of nemonis, if you develop it in tefillah, you develop it in Torah and Asmoda, you develop it in Tavis Achila, you develop it in Kedusha, you develop it in any shetach of Luchnis that was done, developed, that should carry on in all inyanim, and we should all be mitzvahs above in emunah.